This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot going on in the Umpqua Valley, and the first time we've gotten him into the studio, Patrick Hull is the Medical Center Director for the Roseburg VA Medical Center. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
So, talk about your background, a little bit about your prior work before getting here.
Oh, great. Yeah, prior to coming to Roseburg, I worked in Grand Junction, Colorado as the chief operating officer. And prior to that, I worked in D.C. to run a program office for activating hospitals and designing. And prior to that, I was an assistant director at the facility in Chicago, which was the combined medical center director or facility with the Navy and the VA hospital called the Federal Healthcare Center.
So Chicago, Washington, D.C., Colorado, Roseburg. What led you to be interested in this position?
You know, as I look back over my career, I missed being in the facilities, down working with veterans, working with staff. Truly missed that connection. And so that brought me here. I started looking for new places to go. I could have gone anywhere in the United States. And my wife and I love smaller communities, love the beauty. We went to Grand Junction. It's a smaller community, not the big cities like Denver and areas like that. And just fell in love with it. So beautiful outdoor area. And my daughters are going to Oregon State. So.
Now, had you been in Roseburg before this job came up?
No, I was never in Roseburg before. But I'm a planner. I like to look and think about the future, so started researching online, and I saw the opportunity come up within the VA system and started looking at it more seriously.
Now, how long ago did you start here?
April 9th is my official day of being in Roseburg. So I pulled in late on April the 9th and started the job on April 10th. And I was sworn in the morning at 6:30 a.m. So it was a wonderful day after 30 years of preparing for becoming medical center director. It was one of the highlights of my career.
So 9 weeks in, how's it going so far?
So it's going wonderful. You know, I spent the first couple months now, almost 3 months, listening to veterans, listening to individuals within the facility, listening to the community stakeholders to see what they thought of the healthcare here. Also about their views and perspective on where we need to take healthcare for our local areas. And so that's leading up to me developing a strategic plan, a document and that helps our organization stay on track. And so that'll be coming out in the next 30 to 60 days.
Now, the first time that you came here during the interview process, I imagine somebody gave you a tour of the facility. What were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I've been on hundreds and hundreds of facilities, walking many square feet with my previous job, and I was so impressed. I came into a facility that the first line of defense is the cleanliness of the building to help keep patients safe and have good health care. Outstanding, just clean. Having an environment that was inviting to individuals to come in. And so very impressed. The staff alone, I met the engineering staff initially, and they're just dedicated to maintaining the campus and making sure we provide a good environment. The EMS workers, our staff that do our facility looking at sanitizing our ORs and other areas, just wonderful individuals, dedicated, good souls, which is really awesome. The ELT, our executive leadership team, very impressed. I've been in for quite a long time, almost 34 years now, and I've never met so many outstanding employees. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, truly, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. Got a great group of people dedicated to help serve our veterans.
So as you've been here for a few weeks, what do you feel like the role of this facility is?
Well, I think the role of the facility is providing good quality health care. Now, what does that look like? That's what this listening sessions that I've had with veterans organizations, with stakeholders in our community is trying to figure out what that might be in the future. I think I have ideas of where to take the organization, but I have to listen to people first, see what their perspective is. And I've done, probably met over 1,000 people in my three months here, quite a few listening sessions, an awful lot of notes taken, and I've had special meetings to meet with individuals that have had some concerns, talking about where they see the healthcare for Roseburg going. I'm very transparent. I believe in telling people what they really need to hear, not what I think they want to hear. And what do I mean by that is that's honesty, you know, saying, hey, this is here's where we need to go based on what our data is and based on what the veterans need. That's the most important thing, honesty and transparency.
As you've met with the veterans leaders, what have those interactions been like?
Yeah, you know, very committed to making sure healthcare in Roseburg meets the veterans' needs. And I've enjoyed every one of my meetings. They've been just outstanding. People have been polite. They've been supportive. I've had many individuals say, hey, we're here to support you and help me be successful. Just really a good group of people.
Now, do you plan to set up some kind of system for meeting with some of these folks regularly?
Yep, absolutely. We have meetings set up later on this month to meet with the Veteran Service officers. I meet monthly with a committee that we have that's set up. And also going out personally and going to VSO meetings, meeting with veterans. I just had a gentleman that could not make it into the hospital, and there was a challenge with his mobility. And I went out and I met with him in his home, and he was surprised I actually did that. And I'm like, well, how else am I going to hear if I can't get you into the hospital or get you into a place that we can make sure you're safely have a safe place to actually to sit and chat. So, and it was his home. It's very difficult for some veterans to get out, very rural areas. So how do you end up meeting and discussing, you know, their concerns? Sometimes I have to go to them, and that's what it takes.
How important is the feedback of the veterans to you? Because you're working under a structure and part of a national agency and a lot of protocols and things sent your direction. How do you balance all that?
Well, you know, it's the most important thing. I think so often we find ourselves being so focused on a measure or a role or a directive that we forget that there's a person behind everything we do. There's a family behind everything we do. So I take feedback and discussions like that very seriously. My motto is be kind, be nice, and be helpful. I live it, I breathe it. I'm very focused on people having a safe place to come. And I'm very focused that everybody has respect and they feel that they can be bring up their opinion without being judged or make comments about some of the protocols that we have and not feeling that that's going to harm their future of healthcare or them accessing healthcare.
Do you see any changes that you want to implement at the Roseburg VA?
Well, I'll just have to be honest that I see changes that I think have some merit, but for me to say today the change is going to happen would be unfair to everybody, because I have a group of people taking the feedback from our veterans and our stakeholders, looking at that and determining where are the themes, and then looking at also what is the data that supports it. And then I have to, there's a few of the comments that I've received about future healthcare that I need to personally meet with those individuals. That's what I refer to as the strategic planning document, or kind of our roadmap of where we want to go in the future, and having that established so we can keep people focused on what is the future of Roseburg and how do we go about improving it and make sure there's good quality access to healthcare.
All right. more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. We'll have Umpqua Valley Live at 4, looking at arts, entertainment, and community events around the Umpqua Valley. Patrick Hull, the new director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center, in with us right now. What about thoughts for the potential of the state of Oregon Veterans Home being on the campus? I know the legislature worked on some of that this year. Things haven't quite panned out yet, but what are your thoughts about that idea?
Well, it's a great opportunity to offer more services and support to our veterans. So any way that I can help support bringing that about, the VA does have collaboration, and we support activity like that to partner with the state. So we're looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
And we've talked about the potential for that for, I want to say, at least a decade here. It's been kind of a slow moving process. Originally, Roseburg thought they would be the second home. That went to a community up north. And then, so a lot of people here have really been kind of waiting for it for a while.
Yeah, it sounds like it has been quite a long time. I just had some opportunity to get some history about the program. So I'm hopefully it will come to fruition and our organization can participate after it's passed.
So some veterans have talked in recent, last couple of years about services on the campus being reduced, and there's been a lot of shifts within the VA nationally and kind of a change in how you do things sometimes. What are your thoughts about being able to return some of the services back to the Roseburg campus?
Well, we still provide the same services. It's just what venue do we provide them and what type of access? So access to healthcare. The overarching healthcare changes year to year, month to month, over time. So you have to be nimble enough that you can change with it. So I know I've met with quite a few of the stakeholders and veterans groups here concerned about the what they feel is a reduction in services here locally on the campus. And that's a part of our review of our future. Where do we go? Where are we putting the right care at the right time in the right place? And there's been some focus about level 2 versus level 3 organizations has come up in the past. And what I would need people to focus on, it's not focusing on the level, but what are the appropriate services to have? And I invite sitting down and talking about that to make sure that we have care that's being provided here that's not going to compromise a patient. So we have to have the right providers with that skill set. Sometimes it's very difficult to hire and recruit people to rural areas. Now, I've come from multiple rural areas, and I was very surprised when I came here that I thought I lived in a rural area, and then I came to Roseburg, and it was much more rural, and the challenges that we have here. The team that I've been meeting with to try to figure out where do we go in the future, taking it very seriously, because veterans want to have quick access to healthcare. How do we make that happen? So over the next 30 to 60 days, we'll be formulating options to how we can improve that. But it still focuses right back. My job and my soul and who I am is providing safe health care to be delivered, that every veteran, every individual coming to the campus feels safe, and then making sure that that care is provided in a safe environment, but also having caregivers that have the skill sets to be able to provide that care. If that's ever compromised, my job is to protect the veteran and their families and to say we need to pause or find another vehicle to actually do that or another avenue to provide that care timely. That could be the community. That is a program that we have that shifts back and forth. We have care that goes out to the community, and then we assess bringing that care back into the community or into the VA system. And that's a part of our strategic planning process, is looking at that. What care can we bring back into the VA system so we can provide it? But it all focuses on quality and continuity of care to make sure we have quality care for our veterans.
And along with the VA, Mercy Medical Center, other medical places have talked about the challenge of getting providers to some of the rural areas. Yeah. Do you, what are the things that you can do? I mean, is it pay? Is it other programs or what?
Well, it's the community itself. I mean, as we look at partnering with our community hospitals, we have public-private partnerships in looking at how we can serve the community by sharing our resources and our activities. You know, how do we develop something that not only is good for the private citizen, but also good for veterans? I've worked in several places that we've developed partnerships that we can hire staff, recruit them here for various different services. And that takes a partnership. I've already met with several leaders and community hospitals as I've been traveling across the state, and there's been interest in doing that. I think it's multidimensional, of course. You know, what recruits people to come to a community? It's you know, the schools, the housing, and all of those different components when people are looking to relocate here. So it, you know, it's the community and the VA working together to try to make a facility and environment to induce people to come here.
As you get started, have you been able to interact with any of the local county, city, or other government leaders?
Well, I've interacted with some, but I still have meetings to set up with our local city officials, but also with our congressional officials and the local community healthcare. I have reached out and met with ADAPT, I believe is the CEO, and I was impressed with their program, their mission, and hope at some point that we can collaborate to help meet some of the local needs that we have for our organization. And I look forward to meeting with our community hospital to try to partner in any way we can.
Is it a bit of a challenge to walk into a town and feel like everybody wants you to know everything about the community instantly and be able to repeat it back to them?
Yeah, I actually met with a veteran today. He came in, he's also an employee. He was surprised I opened the front door and greeted him. And he was just like, "You're the director?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he had this nice big packet of activities. And I told him, he's done this once before. I'll share it with you later on. And it was really interesting because he had these family activities and he was surprised I would take the time out to listen to him. But we sat and we chatted and he had all these different things to visit. But also he provided information about Roseburg Healthcare System. So we sat, we chatted. I appreciate all of that. You know, it's about people feeling that you're welcomed into the community, but also as my role here as the medical center director and as a community partner is listening to people and hearing what they have to say. And that's critical. So, yep.
What are your thoughts about just living here in general so far, getting used to the Roseburg area?
Well, I came from Grand Junction, Colorado, where they say when it stormed, it was a lot of rain, but it was actually just a mist. So I appreciate the beauty of Roseburg, the trees, the rain. The community overall has just been so welcoming. People I've met on the streets, walking, chatting, hitting going out to different restaurants and different organizations, just been very welcoming. It's been very nice.
Anything you want to kind of share in our final minute here, just to give people kind of an idea about what you're planning going forward?
Well, yeah, I think as we look at the campus itself, there we have improvements to do on the grounds. We have multiple projects there to either erect new facilities to make the facilities more 21st century type buildings, more conducive to healthcare. Some of our buildings have been around a very long time. They're in excellent condition to some degree for what the ages they are, which I'm very impressed. But we also have to keep improving those, improving the grounds. But also, you know, how does that flow work with patient care? How does it work with, you know, the flow of patients? Those are key things we have to work on. It works well now, but we're always trying to improve. I think community partnerships, developing more community partnerships to help us deliver care and to meet the veterans' needs. Those would be the main focus over the next
All right, year. Patrick Hull, Director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center, thanks for coming in.
Great, thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.